When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of Israel, stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, you are now dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer, night and day. And that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Israel. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
On this day of December the 31st, and on this day it's been referred to, this is the feast day for St. Lawrence of Welk, because if you notice, this day ends at 1-2-3, 1-2-3. I know. Forever blowing bubbles. But on this New Year's Eve, let us pray. Eternal God, you have placed us in a world of space and time, and through the events of our lives, you bless us with your love. Grant that in this new year we may know your presence, see your love at work, and live in the light of the event which gives us joy forever, the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I had you listen to that three times because it's called repetition for effect. Maybe we'll hear it once in three times, but also in three times, you might hear it differently, three times, lifting up different things. And you know that I can't end a year without some bad jokes, so I found these. In this age of time when you get all of these gifts, returns are very common. For Christmas, I got a sweater that is just so full of static electricity, just couldn't stand it anymore. It made my hair stand up. So I returned it free of charge. One of the hazards of having pets is sometimes they get into things they should not, especially around the holiday season. A friend of mine's dog ate a string of lights. He's okay. He's fine now. In fact, he's delighted. I shared with you that we collect nativity sets, and one of you was kind enough to give me one that was rather complicated and left out the instruction manual. So I had to go online and look for the e-manual. And the students, you know, will go back in about a week or so. And all that times, it's always fun as a teacher nowadays with all these wonderful names and spellings that come out there. One teacher was sharing with me the fact that they got to a list, a name on a list, and they're like, I cannot even begin. I'm like, well, what is it? So, well, it's H-I-J-K-M. How do you pronounce that? I said, well, it's easy. It's Noel. Yeah, I know. Lord, let your servant depart in peace. We're at the end of a year. 365 days ago, some of you might have made promises to yourself called resolutions. How many of them do you still hold? All of them. You made none? Your resolution was not to make resolutions. There you go. It's a little rough living without promise, though. You know, let's face it. Promises are important to us, but oftentimes very difficult to handle. In kind of, shall we say, secular mythology, we're getting ready to usher out old man 2023 and welcome the newborn infant 2024. And that imagery is supposed to evoke the sense of, okay, out with the old and with the new to a point, but also in the fact that, let's face it, in the face of a child, we see potential. There's hope. In fact, it's been said that the birth of any child is another reminder that God has not given up on the world. And we gather on this sixth day of Christmas, and we remember the gift of the Christ child. A day where three foreigners, all the way from another land, saw the star and went, there's something about it, and walked all the way there, and everyone else was like, what? The third shift shepherds out on the hills heard the angels singing and the host, heavenly host proclaiming glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace on earth and goodwill. How many people in Bethlehem caught it? How many people in Bethlehem noticed the star right over them? All these things are going on, and now Jesus, as a young child, is taken to the temple for his dedication. Did the priests recognize him? No. Do you think the temple only had two people in it? Simeon and Anna? No. And yet these two saw the fulfillment in this child. Hope. A promise fulfilled. A gift in their midst. And everybody else. I was asked once recently by someone I met in a store that asked me that I think the world was coming to an end, because there's all these signs. I went, what? I said, do you think that God is already amongst us because there's all these miracles going on? What? What are we looking for? What are we seeking? What hope do we have that opens our eyes to other things? One of the things I keep hearing and that I've noticed over my life is that I grew up in a time when everybody thought anything was possible. And now everyone's looking at each other with suspicion and conspiracy. From a sense of community to a sense of conspiracy. What the heck? What promise do we cling to? The promise of certain things that are like old man 2023, we really need to show the door? Are we looking for this child of hope? Are we looking in this understanding? Do we have some kind of belief that God still has hope in this world? Or not? Do we believe that God would still send his son to us today? I think he does. Because if we stop and think about this child, this gift that came to us, this infant holy, infant lowly, the most vulnerable creature on the face of the earth is a sign of trust and hope that God shows humanity. Yes, let's face it, in the end, as Simeon reminded, this person is, he will be the cause of rising and falling of many, and a sword will pierce your heart too. There's a joke that goes out that says the Pope met some aliens, and the Pope goes, "Hey, just out of curiosity, do you know Jesus Christ?" And the aliens are like, "Of course, he's a great guy. He comes by every spring." "Really?" "Yeah, he comes by. We have a big party, have chocolate and wine. It's awesome." "Why? What do you do when the last time he came to see you?" The words of Simeon, the opening phrase of Simeon, which has become a familiar to many people, like a sending song used in many churches throughout the decades, known as the Nunc Dimittis. That sending song starts with a formulaic saying, "Master, you are now dismissing your servant in peace." That phrase is found on all of the paperwork and the phrasing that was said by a slave acknowledging the fact that they were set free. They were now free. This promise comes into our midst to set us free. That's the promise that was fulfilled. But do we see the promise? We could be like all those other people in the temple, all those other people in Bethlehem, all those other people and go, "Yeah." We could be like Herod and try to stamp it out. We could be like the Pharisees and go, "Well, no, that can't be God because it doesn't fit in my box." We can come up with all these different ways in which ultimately we will not allow ourselves to see, because the promise we cling to is not the promise that Jesus fulfills. At which point I gotta ask us, why are we holding on to those promises? If you know the Son, you will be free, and you'll be free indeed. So what do we need to do to see? What do we need to open our eyes to? It's a new year, new opportunities. We can open our eyes and go, "Hey, in comes 2024, everything's going to be awesome and shiny." No, that's a promise that often ends up getting us in a lot of trouble. How about this? Can we start with the understanding of this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Can we open our eyes to the hope and promise that God is in this day? That God is with us, Emmanuel. That the love of God is made real and present in our midst. We don't have to go find him so much as we have to go and open our eyes to the fact that he's all around. and that God presents God's self in so many ways. As Jesus would say, just as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. And so may we, in this new year, maybe have some new eyes, have some new hopes. But more importantly, may we be open to these hopes and these dreams of God. May we be set free from all that we kind of drag with us each and every day. And allow ourselves to see the fact that God is with us. And that is a gift and a fulfillment and a promise that not only are you a part of, you're invited to share. For all those others who don't see it, maybe you can be a reminder that God actually does care, that God is actually here. That might be the miracle someone needs to see. And guess what? You're part of that miracle. God is with you. And remember that God loves you, and so do I. Amen.